Macron reappoints Le Cornu as French PM after days of turmoil. Denmark to boost Arctic defense with new ships, jets, and HQ. Trump administration starts laying off thousands of workers. They treated us like animals, inside the epicenter of deportations in New York City. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado wins Nobel Peace Prize. Melania Trump says she has open communication channel with Putin about Ukrainian children. Qatar to build Air Force facility in Idaho, U.S. says. Trump threatens to impose additional 100% tariff on China. Rare wildflowers blanket Atacama Desert. Major Russian strikes cut power in Kyiv and across Ukraine. U.S. to send 200 troops to Israel to monitor Gaza ceasefire. Burkina Faso refuses to accept deportees as the U.S. stops issuing visas. Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of violating sovereign territory. Peru's president removed from office amid soaring crime. Zimbabwe MP dies after his car hits an elephant. My one-month-old grandson was killed by police tear gas. New York Attorney General Letitia James criminally indicted. What does the wording of the Gaza ceasefire agreement tell us? It's going to be really bad. Fears over AI bubble bursting grow in Silicon Valley. Icebreakers and golf spark Trump and Finnish leaders' unlikely friendship. As Nobel Prize goes to Venezuela's opposition leader, how far would Trump go to help her? How record auctions are fueling India's art boom? Can the world's oldest president keep his title and woo a nation of young voters? Tech billionaires seem to be doom prepping. Should we all be worried? Watch how Trump's relationships helped pull off a Gaza deal. Hostage families celebrate in Tel Aviv after Gaza breakthrough. Scenes of joy in Gaza after Trump's announcement. How South Korea is using a holographic cop to fight crime. Duck family rescued from busy Australian motorway. U.S. threatens visa restrictions. Sanctions against UN members that back IMO emissions plan. Fact box. Deadly industrial accidents in the United States this century. U.S. eases some penalties tied to foreign-built ships, toughens others. Brazil to begin construction on TikTok data center in 6 months, minister says. Trump tariff threat pushes oil to five-month low. Pemex overhauling multiple units at Deer Park, Texas refinery, sources say. Keystone XL pipeline could play part in tighter U.S.-Canada ties. Carney says Brazil's trading firm Timbro enters coffee export market as it sees room to grow. Canada PNXL pipeline could boost U.S.-Canada tea's gold prices likely to peak in H126, says HSBC. Trump threatens China with export control. Its venture global sinks as BEPSP's arbitration win renews worries over pending disputes. FAA staffing issues delay. U.S. air traffic for fifth straight day. Major U.S. online retailers remove listings for millions of prohibited Chinese electronics. Spirit Airlines cancels Airbus. Order in settlement with AirCap travel term Navanize $6.45 billion valuation in USIS. Samsung hit with $445.5 million U.S. jury verdict over wireless communications patents. U.S. FAA resuming flights at Atlanta Airport after air traffic control evacuated. U.S. FDA adds boxed warning to Legend Biotech's cancer therapy. Central bank company discloses higher revenue in U.S. IPO filing. U.S. consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist. U.S. consumer sentiment little changed in October, University of Michigan survey. Michigan consumer sentiment index slightly dips, remains close to forecast. Instant view, Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.2% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles. France's political uncertainty hitting confidence and growth? Villeroy says Italian industrial output slumps 2.4% in August, far worse than expected. Malaysia says removing chip tariff exemption could harm competitiveness, U.S. supply chains.